Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 85 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Kentucky's governor handed down new mask mandates yesterday. Meanwhile, vaccine hesitancy is still a problem in the Commonwealth. Kentucky's Attorney General is speaking out against a Biden administration proposal. Moorhead is putting new safety measures in place at the city's splash pad. The Kiowa Mall will be turned into a new entertainment district. Goodwill is holding a statewide job fair. Hazy skies this evening with mostly clear overnight and lows in the mid-60s. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Some new mask recommendations were handed down from the Commonwealth yesterday. Governor Andy Beshear held a press conference to discuss the increased cases of COVID-19 infections in the state, which health officials believe to be the result of the Delta variant of the virus. Case numbers are up 76% week to week in Kentucky, with a 5% positivity rate reported during the conference. The new masking recommendations include all unvaccinated individuals wearing a mask indoors when not at home, with the same being advised to individuals with pre-existing conditions. Officials are also recommending vaccinated individuals with high public exposure jobs to wear masks as well. A continued push for vaccination was also a topic discussed throughout the event. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack addressed viewers, saying those who are still hesitant to receive the shot should seek medical advice.
If you have questions, ask your healthcare provider. If you're uncertain, ask your healthcare provider. Ask those doctors and those nurses that you entrust your regular medical care with what they would do. Please don't go to social media and other places for your medical advice. That is a bad route to go down. And this is something that is very preventable, and there's really no debate about this. The vaccines clearly work. They make a huge difference.
Currently, 110 of Kentucky's 120 counties have a vaccination rate of less than 50%. A new study says there is a strong hesitancy to get the COVID-19 vaccine in some parts of Kentucky. According to a University of Washington study, 36% of Pulaski County residents are leery about the shots. Stuart Spillman with the Lake Cumberland District Health Department tells WKYT they're seeing many different concerns.
You know, we saw that the vaccine did become in part political, and even though it shouldn't be, that probably plays a part of it too.
Health leaders say they fear a spike this fall and winter, and that may cause more people to eventually be vaccinated. University of Kentucky researchers are conducting a study on the transmission of COVID-19. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
Prevent COVID U is a national study by UK researchers which explores the transmission of COVID-19 between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Researchers are looking for Kentuckians between the ages of 18 and 29 to take part. The study will involve paid at-home nose swabs and testing at UK's clinic over a 5-month period. In order to be eligible, participants must not have had COVID-19 or a vaccine. According to LAX18, the research team hopes the study's results will help scientists understand if and when safety guidelines should be taken after vaccination. For more information on the study, visit stopcovidky.com. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
The Biden administration has proposed the abolishment of an amendment related to abortion. The Hyde Amendment keeps federal funds from paying for abortions except to save a woman's life or if the pregnancy arose from rape or incest. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron tells WBKO he opposes that idea.
That would open up federal funding, your tax dollars, the viewers' tax dollars, to fund abortions. In my judgment, that is anathema to the values of Kentuckians all across our 120 counties.
Supporters of the proposal say the Hyde Amendment leaves 7.8 million women age 15 to 49 with Medicaid coverage, but without abortion coverage. Half of those affected are women of color. Additional safety features are being implemented at the Sheltowee Falls Splash Pad in Moorhead. Personnel will be stationed on the deck to watch and enforce splash pad rules. Park and Recreation Director Matt Hamilton says the city is trying to make sure there is a safety supervisor on the deck at all times.
Not necessarily a lifeguard, but a supervisor type person to ensure the safety of all the kids, make sure that there's one at a time on the slides, no running, no horse playing. We are going to try to ensure that no pets are in the splash pad area. Just simple safety measures such as those to just increase the safety for the community.
Hamilton says the free attraction is overwhelmingly popular, but there are not state mandates in place that require additional staffing. The splash pad is currently open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. The former site of the Kiowa Mall is being torn down today to start construction on Camp Landing, a new entertainment district. Camp Landing Entertainment District will be a premier hub for sports, family fun, retail experience, and additional attractions. Jason Camp is the owner and developer of Camp Landing. He tells WSAZ the future of the district is based on the people.
You got to have a village, right? Yeah. And we've got a lot of partners, a lot of people committed. You know, Malibu Jacks is, you know, a family-owned business based out of Lexington, and they wanted to invest in Kentucky, not just Lexington, but all over Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they saw this project and they said, this is perfect for us. It's what they've been looking for, you know, a few years now.
Developers say they're hoping to open up the movie theater, Malibu Jacks, and two restaurants by the holidays. Goodwill Industries of Kentucky is set to hold a statewide hiring event this week at all of its stores. Those seeking employment can visit any of the company's 66 retail locations for on-the-spot interviews. There are a variety of positions available, including production clerks, cashiers, material handlers, and management positions. Tara Logan is the talent acquisition manager for Goodwill Industries of Kentucky. She says, like many other businesses, her company is facing a major employee shortage.
I've been at Goodwill for almost 5 years, and I have not seen this many openings since I started with Goodwill, and we ended up doing in-house recruiting. This is definitely a reflection of the pandemic. Across the entire state, we have over 200 positions at this time.
Goodwill Industries is a second-chance employer and offers a wide range of benefits that include medical, dental, and vision insurance. Employees can also qualify for up to $5,000 a year in tuition reimbursement, as well as $5,000 a year on dental restoration. The hiring event is set for Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
Louisville restaurants Burger Girl and Burger Boy are seeing an increase in applications due to a pay increase. Before the pandemic, they were hiring at $12 to $14 an hour, and now they're offering $16 an hour and giving paid time off. Operations Director Johnny Morgan tells Wave 3 News the increase is about employee retention and a push to attract quality workers.
Create a good environment, pay people well, offer them benefits so they can enjoy their free time instead of spending all their time working, then they'll be happier.
The local eateries are still looking for new workers for its Frankfort Avenue location and South Brook Street. Kentucky is looking for ideas on how to use a byproduct from bourbon production. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
Kentucky distillers have increased bourbon production by 250% over the last decade, but that growth means the industry-spent grain byproduct, known as stillage, is also up. The governor's office is holding a contest to look for the best ideas to use stillage in ways that creates jobs and moves Kentucky's agritech industry forward. Proposals are due by August 30th, when 5 members will be selected to present their ideas at the reverse pitch competition during the Distillers Grains Symposium. Among other prizes, the pitch competition winner will get the opportunity to work alongside distillers and stakeholders across the state to implement their ideas for surplus stillage usage. To submit a proposal, visit bourbonreversepitch.com. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
The Lexington Fire Department is reminding hikers about safety after a dangerous rescue on Saturday at Raven Run. A hiker had fallen with potentially life-threatening injuries, and a team of firefighters had to hike back into the area, then rappel down to the victim. Battalion Chief Jordan Saws tells WKYT hiking rescues are a low-frequency, high-risk event, yet rescuers are training for when they do happen.
Rope rescue, trench collapse, structural collapse, and large animal rescue, and all of these other types of rescue events that we can be dispatched for, they train on a weekly basis in order to be prepared.
He says hikers should be prepared before they head out by having a fully charged phone battery, a full water bottle, and they should never hike alone. The Lexington Fire Department is debuting a new tool to help teach kids what to do in case of an emergency. A $47,000 renovation of the department's old education trailer was completed this summer. The majority of the funds for the remodeling were raised through the Fraternal Order of Firefighters annual golf scramble and through donations. Firefighter Todd Houston tells LEX 18, when all educational programs were put on pause in 2020, the department decided it was time to upgrade the 15-year-old trailer.
There was TVs and closed-circuit cameras. We never used those. The blinds would shake like it was a severe storm. We never used that. So we were able to go from fitting maybe 13 or 14 kids in here to over 30 kids.
Some other updates to the trailer include a working fire alarm, smoke demonstrations, and new artwork, and fire safety tips covering the walls. The fire safety trailer will be visiting schools all across Lexington throughout the year. A new shop in downtown Pikeville called Appcycled is turning secondhand apparel into upcycled, one-of-a-kind fashion statements. The shop, which was previously only an online store doing custom apparel orders, has blossomed into a growing business and will soon include a physical location on 2nd Street. Shop owner Jasmine Mead tells WIMT the shop came from a desire for sustainability.
It's like Appalachian plus upcycle plus apparel, you know, just kind of all of that going into that one word for that to be the vision of the store. I'm really hoping that it gives a physical option for that conscious consumer in and around Pike County.
Mead says the shop is scheduled to open in mid to late August. More information is available on their Facebook page. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, widespread haze before 9 p.m., but mostly clear skies overnight with a low around 65. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 84. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 61. Thursday, sunny, a high near 83. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. And for your Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 84. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, Hallie Adams, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.